يا أبا صالح يا أبا صالح يا أبا صالح مددي.
أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات، السلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الأول قبل الإنشاء والإحياء والآخر بعد فناء الأشياء، تفرد بالأولية والقدم، وبسم كل شيء ما عداه بالفناء والعدم، كما قال عز شأنه: كل شيء هالك إلا وجهه، وكل نفس ضائقة الموت، وقال: كل من عليها فان، ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام. اللهم عجل لوليك الفرج، واجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره. أما بعد، فقالت فاطمة الزهراء سلام الله عليها في خطبته الشريفة الفدكية: الحمد لله على ما أنعمه، وله الشكر على ما ألهمه، والثناء بما قدمه من عموم نعم ابتدأها، والسبوغ آلاء أسدأها، وتمام منن آلاها. وأشهد أن أبي محمدا عبده ورسوله. اختاره وانتجبه قبل أرسله. أما بعد، أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات والإخوة والأخوات، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله. Dear brothers and sisters, as we are going through the days for the commemoration of the martyrdom of Hazrat Sayyida, the daughter of Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, I would like to take benefits of glimpse of her sermon that she stated, which is one of the very famous sermons in her life. It's called Khutbah Fadakiyah. One of the sermons that if somebody likes to compare that, it has to be compared with the Khutbat of Amir al-Mu'mineen in Nahj al-Balagha. That every phrase, it requires details, and it requires that it has to be explained properly. But today I would like to just go through that we can understand at least some of the parts of this sermon, and we can take real benefit of this sermon by translating that at least. In the beginning, she has praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with those phrases by saying, Alhamdulillah ala ma an'ama, that all praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the blessings that He sent upon us. Ala ma an'ama, the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided us. I would like to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all those blessings. Wa lahu shukru ala ma alhama, and then He inspired us, He guided us towards the right path. Wa alhamaha fujuraha wa taqwaha, and I would like to thank Allah for His inspiration, for His ilham, guiding us towards the right path and showing us both paths to distinguish between right and wrong. That is the ilham that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has inspired in the nature of human being. Alhamaha fujuraha wa taqwaha, that mankind can have a fariq, and he can distinguish between good and bad. That is one of the greatest ilham, inspiration to the instinct of human being, to the nature of human being. And she thanks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that. That means when we like to praise Allah, we should praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by remembering all His bounties, all His ni'mat. That remembering ni'mat, it makes us humble. And that makes us that we can thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whenever we remember His guidance, whenever we remember that blessings that He provided in our intellect, in our nature, then we need to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His inspiration. وَالتَّنَاءُ بِمَا قَدَّمَ And all praises for the previous and all those blessings that were being in the past before we come in this world. مِنْ عُمُومِ نِعَمٍ ابْتَدَأَهَا He began our life, and that beginning of the point, He blessed us. And all those overwhelming blessings that He gave us in the beginning of our life. How many times do we really have time that we can think about those ni'mat that He gave us in the beginning of our life, how we began our life? If somebody starts thinking about that, then this phrase can be explained and we can think about ourselves, reflect for a while. Subughi ala in asdaha. And when she was praising at that time, she said, as I feel and see myself surrounded by the ni'mat and plenty of ni'mat. In ta'uddu ni'matullahi la tuhsuha. Even if you like to count blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are countless. We are surrounded by those ni'mat. And if somebody looks at the ni'mat that he or she has, then there will be no pain what we don't have. Unfortunately, most of the time, we reflect on the things that we do not have. When we think about what we have, that is going to give us contentment and satisfaction. وَتَمَامِ مِنَنٍ آلَاهَا And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has favored many favors upon mu'mineen. وَلَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ قَدْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ One of the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is guidance through the prophets, vilayat and imamat. This guidance itself is a minnat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He favored upon us that He sent down those complete and perfect personalities in this world in order to guide human being. And they have been going through those exams and trials that we can be guided. All the trials that our forefathers and Ahlul Bayt Rahimahum Salaam have gone through, that are for us, and there is a minnat upon mu'mineen. After praising, then she starts bearing witness about the prophethood and the messengership of Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. And it is only the honor of Fatima al-Zahra that she can say, Ashhadu anna abi Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. There is nobody in this world that can say this type of the tashahud, this type of the shahadatain, as she said. Nobody in this world can say, Ashhadu anna abi, my father is messenger of Allah, my father is servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was the honor that when she stated in this sermon at that time, she wanted to introduce herself, that, oh people, if you like to think that in the history, is there anybody who can say like this, Ashhadu anna abi Muhammadan? It's only me that I can introduce like that. That was a challenge for a whole gathering sitting in front of her. That nobody else can say, nobody else can state like this. I'm the only daughter of the Prophet, peace be upon him. And all the progeny of the Prophet is going to start from me. اختارهُ وانتجبهُ قبل أرسله. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen Prophet, peace be upon him, before he sends down him, before he make him messenger. كنت نبيا وآدم بين الماء والتين. I was the Prophet at the time when Adam was between soil and water. At that time I was Prophet. So he was chosen at that time, before he is going to be sent down to the human being. After that, she stated philosophy of Islamic rulings. And she began from Iman, and then she has spoken about prayers, charity, about various aspects of Islamic life, about jihad. In her sermon, she started speaking about the philosophy of ahkam. Like one of the examples, she said, فَجَعَلَ اللَّهُ الْإِيمَانَ تَطْهِيرًا لَكُمْ مِنَ الشِّرْكِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed with iman, with the faith, that he wanted to purify you from shirk, from polytheism. See, this is the knowledge of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. Because their knowledge is pure knowledge, it's divine knowledge. It's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were not the personalities went to any school and learned from there. They learned from the school of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why when they like to speak at that time, they know the philosophy of iman. They know the philosophy of prayer. Why charity is being given. Why Amr al-Maruf has to be there. Why jihad is being set as one of the rulings in Islam. Or she said, وَالصَّلَاةُ تَنْزِيهًا لَكُمْ فِي الْكِبَرِ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has designated prayer that he wanted to purify you from arrogance. If anybody likes to break arrogance, then he needs to come praying before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This going to the ruku and sajda, it breaks our arrogance. And if after praying still we keep arrogance, then believe me, there is no benefit for that. There is no benefit of this prayer. As she said, it's been designated that you can be purified from the kibr and pride and arrogance. Break all the arrogances when you come before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Leave everything and say Allahu Akbar. Believe in His glory, His greatness. And do not believe in your own greatness when you come before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And after that, she advised the people, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهُ حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ, by stating the verses of Quran. She gave the references of verses of Quran in various places. And this was one of the verses of Quran where she says, O people, guard yourself. Practice fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. حَقَّ تُقَاتِهِ, as it's right to be pious. وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. And do not leave this world unless you are believer. Live with the faith. The most important part is the final day. We may live in this world with iman, and if we leave this world without iman, then there is no benefit for all this iman that we have. وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. The final destiny, final moment is really important. That moment has to be with Islam, with iman and faith. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah provide us the piety that He has required from us. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah forgive all our sins. May Allah make us from the followers of Fatima al-Zahra. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah make her as role model in our life. I ask Allah, may Allah hasten the reappearance of Imam Zaman. اللهم عجل لوليك الفرج اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات بجاه محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد
اللهم صل على محمد. محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الواحد الأحد الصمد الذي لم يتخذ صاحبة ولا ولدا ولم يكن له شريك في الملك ولم يكن له ولي من الذل وكبره تكبيرا. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وحبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد وعلى وصي رسول رب العالمين أمير المؤمنين علي بن أبي طالب وعلى سيدتنا فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين وعلى السيدين الشبابين الإمامين الحسن والحسين سيدي الشباب أهل الجنة. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على أئمة المسلمين علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي عليهم الصلاة والسلام. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على مولانا صاحب الزمان ماحيا طال البدع والطغيان خادم بنية الشرك والنفاق. اللهم عجل فرجه وسهل مخرجه واجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره. أما بعد، ثم قالت فاطمة الزهراء سلام الله عليها: أيها الناس، أني فاطمة وأبي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله أقول عودا وبدوا، ولا أقول ما أقول غلطا، ولا أفعل ما أفعل الشطط. Another phrase that she stated at the end when she started addressing the people directly at that time, she introduced herself. She said, O people, I am Fatima, and my father is Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. I really thought about that in the gathering of Medina, where she was grown up, where she lived her life, and that sermon was almost in the final days of her life. In the city like that, why she has to state like that? Ayyuhan nas, anni Fatima, I am Fatima. That means people of Medina had forgotten her. They had forgotten her in such a level that she has to go on the minbar and she has to introduce herself. Who did not know that she is the daughter of Prophet, peace be upon him? That she had to state in the masjid that was Masjid al-Nabi. Isn't that point that we need to reflect, brothers and sisters? That in the Masjid of Prophet, peace be upon him, where all the doors were being closed and there was only door that was open, that was door of Fatima. And she's the one, she says that, O people, I am Fatima and my father is Muhammad. And then she says that أقول عودا وبدوا, I would like to say repeatedly to everybody, ولا أقول ما أقول غلطا, I will not say anything that is wrong. You know the personality, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had said, إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيُدْهِبْ عَنْكُمُ الرِّجْسَ أَهْلَ الْبَيْتِ. She had to speak and testify about her statements. The people, they started thinking that she may say wrong. She said, I will never say anything that is going to be wrong, and I will not do anything that is going to be considered as a wrong action, any wrong practice. This is the tragedy of history, brothers and sisters, that Zahra reached up to the days that not only in her sermon, but when they came attacking on the door at that time, she said from behind the door, "Oh people, recognize me, I am Fatima." That is tragedy of Ahlul Bayt Rehmus Salam. They used to introduce themselves sometimes, Abu Abdullah in Karbala. "Oh people, recognize me, I am Hussein ibn Ali. I am Hussein, son of Fatima al-Zahra, who is daughter of the Prophet, peace be upon him." Sometimes Zainab has to introduce herself in Kufa and Syria. That is tragedy of Ahlul Bayt Rehmus Salam, that the people have forgotten them. Dear brothers and sisters, as we are going through Ayyam-e-Fatimiyah, as I would like to emphasize that from these days up till the day of the birth of Sayyida, have to be considered as Ayyam-e-Fatimiyah, as our ulama, they continuously stay in Aza. Our maraji, our leader, they sit in the Azadari of Sayyida. And somebody asked from the leader that by having all your problems in your health, you sit most of the majlis in Fatima al-Zahra. He said, whatever I have earned in my life, that is because of Fatima. You know, the blessings of Zahra are plenty. She's Kawthar. Inna a'tainaka al-Kawthar. Whatever it is in our religion, that is because of Zahra. In these days, we can take many benefits, and especially our school needs to gear their programs towards Ayyam-e-Fatimiyah. Not only just having some traditions, and unfortunately, most of things in our communities have become just a tradition, that we like to do tradition, a tilawat, and after that there is a marsiya, and then a speech. That is what we like to do. We do not like to do more. This is not a personality that has to be concluded in some marsiyas. We have to ask our children, they have to spend their time research in the personality of Zahra. Think the path forward, set her as an example. Her life has to be taken very serious for the Muslims because she is role model. And our Imam of the age, he says, "Inna li fibnati Rasulillah uswat." In the life of daughter of Prophet, there are examples for me. So that means she is role model for everybody today. And if school organizes such program that children have to be writing articles, and unfortunately sometimes when we say articles, then they go online and they copy paste something and then it's called article. No, this is not article. They have to give them theme, that they have to spend time reading something and then writing something, not copy pasting. Unfortunately, we are becoming just imitator, that we just like to follow whatever it's been said. We don't like to think about that. Set her example in your life, and especially our departments, Iqra department and school, they have to put their effort, that our school has to reflect that these are days of Fatima al-Zahra, salamullahi alayha. As today, there are great news received from Iraq, that country that was mourning from past almost 2 years, that many of the parts of the country were being taken by the enemies of Islam. Some those who are called ISIL or ISIS, the evils of the world. But today, Iraqi army, with the help of volunteer forces with the command of our Maharaji and the leader. They have retaken most of Takrit and airport from these enemies of Islam. Dear brothers and sisters, in these forces there are Shia, Sunni soldiers, volunteers, those who volunteered from the various places. And they have retaken almost 97 regions from these evils. And they are heading towards Attur, that is one of the stronghold city where these ISILs are taking control. When they have retaken, one of the things that have become obvious, and they have many witnesses for that, that weapons that were being in the hands of these evils that were being from Israel, and there were many communication devices that are being found from the Israeli devices, and also spy equipments that are also being found. Armed forces have captured the oil fields, and that is another victory. Alhamdulillah, these victories are going to be there, and if our communities, they get together and they follow the path of Islam and path of our institution and Maharaji, I would like to give congratulations to our great Marja in Iraq, Ayatollah al-Uzma Sistani, for taking the lead and initiating a great effort to clean Iraq from these evils. And I would like to give congratulations to the leader of Muslim Ummah for his role as a father of the Ummah and giving all the help and assistance. But let us see the role of Western world. It's very interesting that if you look at the media today, and probably if you have noticed the news or any of the reports and online news, you would notice that they were completely silent. They don't like to speak about that. Or they were supporting other side. They announced that they are against ISIL and ISIS, but when it comes that ISIL and ISIS were being heard and they are being cleansed, at that time they become completely silent, or they are in support of other side. They started saying that there are many big crimes are being committed. This is one of the things that I found, that they said that there are human crises in Iraq, and there are major crimes that are being committed by the armed forces. They are like mourning today. They are not happy. When these ISILs were attacking, at that time they were beating drums. And you would find that only the news that you can find at that time, that was this news, that most of cities are being captured and taken by the ISILs. And in order to clean ISILs from this country, it's going to take 20 years. But now they found that no, this is wrong. Control is not in our hands. Control is in the hands of somebody who is sitting in a house that is a poor house in the Najaf. Control is in the hands of somebody who is sitting in Tehran, although he's in capital, but still lives in a two-bedroom room. Control is in these personalities' hands. And they are lost today. They are having sympathy with these evils and enemies of Islam. And cries are there. Let me just give you a few of the glimpse what BBC says. In the news, when they wanted to state about this attack, they said, Iranian-backed Shia militant. See? Language. Counted the language. how they like to speak about that, what message they would like to give. Iranian-backed Shia militant have played a key role in forcing IS to retreat north of Baghdad. Then they said thousands fighter after Iraq's most senior Shia cleric, Grand Ayatollah Sistani, called on people to take upon the weapon and defend their country. This is one of the blessings that at least everybody has accepted that this retake, it is been by the institution of Islam and by the marjaiyat of Islam, and that is great Maraje and our leader. Second thing that they wanted to say that in negative, and I would like to put that in positive way, that they said that Iran provides funding, weapons, military advisors, and popular mobilization. In the past, you were providing everything, and you sent them down to take that. At that time, you never said that America is providing and West is providing. But now when they are retaking that, now you started saying that Iran is providing everything. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that if Iran is there to defend from these evils and take the country from these evils, that is going to be a great victory for the Muslim Ummah. Dear brothers and sisters, if we look at the atrocities that these people are committing, according to today's reports, that ISIL are demolishing historical places, and like the city of Nimrud, one of the great historical place and cultural heritage, it's been bulldozed and it's been demolished. There were many historical places that are being demolished in this time. And how many people, thousands of people being killed by them, but they do not mourn for that, but they are mourning for ISIL and ISIS today. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah give great victory to the Muslims in Iraq. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give victory to the soldiers. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give long life to the commanders, those who have taken the command. May Allah give long life to our marjaiya. May Allah give long life to our leader. And I ask Allah, may Allah hasten the reappearance of Imam al-Zaman. And make us from the followers and supporters of Imam of the Age. Allahumma ajjal li waliyyika al-faraj. Waj'alna min a'wanihi wa ansarih. Wal mustashhadina bayna yadayh. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر والسلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. Can I request please?
يا أبا صالح يا أبا صالح يا أبا صالح مددي يا أبا صالح مددي 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 تو ای عشق و ای تمام وجودم، تو بود و نبودم فدای رخ تو همه عالم. بیا بنگر بر دل غمدی